Welcome to BibleBap.org and the Sermon Archive Ministry of Bible Baptist Church of Monroe, Georgia. For over 45 years, the Bible has been faithfully preached from the pulpit of Bible Baptist Church each week. 1 Corinthians 1:21 reminds us that it is by the preaching of the Word of God that men and women are saved. We trust you will be blessed and encouraged by the preaching ministry of our senior pastor, Greg Butler, the church staff, and guests who fill the pulpit at Bible Baptist Church. Let's open our Bibles now as God's Word is opened and preached to us.
Shall not all sleep, a reference to physical death. 55, or verse number 51 we read a moment ago, Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die physically. He said, but we shall all be changed. There's a change coming. If we live until the rapture, there's a change that's going to take place. We're going to receive our new body. And Paul is going to tell us about that, and I don't think it maybe be this morning, maybe it'll be tonight. But Paul's going to describe to us that new body that we're going to receive. Mark your Bible here real quickly. Go with me over, please, to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and please look at verse number 17. Paul talks here about the living saved at the time of Christ's return and the rapture. Paul gives a detailed account. If we are among the rapture generation, I have no reason to believe that we'll not be, but I don't know the mind of the Lord, and the Lord may choose to delay his return beyond what we expect. But he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the dead in Christ, those who have died, and they're going to be resurrected. So he says, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Okay, but back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 36 here. Paul's using this illustration of the wheat that's been sown. And by the way, you understand that the germ of the wheat does not die. It is only the husk. It is the outer shell that actually dies. The actual wheat germ continues to live. And Paul uses that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to remind us here, by the similar token, it is only the body of the believer that dies. The soul departs the body at the moment of physical death and goes to be with Christ until the time that the soul and body will be reunited at the resurrection there at the time of the rapture. Now mark your Bible here. Go with me over, please, to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, please. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and look, please, at verse number 6. Here the Apostle Paul is telling us about this separation of the soul and spirit from the body, etc. If you found your place in your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 6. Therefore, we are always confident. In other words, we have assurance. This is a certainty. We are always confident knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. All right, we're all in this. We're all in verse number 6 here this morning. We're all in the body. Our soul and spirit is in the body. Therefore, we are absent from the presence of the Lord. Watch this. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And so Paul paints the picture here that at the moment of physical death, our spirit and our soul, the living part of us, departs to be with Christ while that old decayed body is placed in the ground until the time of the resurrection. The Apostle Paul is using the farming scene to remind us of this. Now, back in 1 Corinthians 15 and verses 36 through 38, he says, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, made alive.